All right, we'll call to order the Stevensville Town Council meeting for November 26th, 2018. Ms. Tribency, would you please call roll?
Mayor Dewey?
Here.
Councilmember Barker?
Here.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Here.
Councilmember Michelson?
Here.
Right, thank you. If you please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, before we get into the business portion of our agenda, we'd like to welcome our viewers on our live stream on Facebook and YouTube. Those of you who plan to give public comment, either under the public comment portion of the agenda or under a specific item, please remember to sign the sheet next to the door there, and then you'll step to the podium, state your name and address for the record. It helps Audrey keep track of who's speaking when in the minutes. Moving on, we'll do the approval of the Town Council November 1st and November 8th meeting minutes. Ms. Holcomb.
I move we approve of the Town Council November 1st, 2018 and November 8th, 2018 meeting minutes.
Okay, so second.
I second that.
Ms. Holcomb and Mr. Michelson both move in second to approve the Town Council November 1st, 2018 and November 8th, 2018 meeting minutes. Any discussion from Council? Okay, any public comment? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Councilmember Michelson.
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
Councilmember Barker.
Aye.
And Councilmember Phillips.
Aye.
Great. Next is the approval of the biweekly claims. Ms. Holcomb.
I move that we approve the biweekly claims.
Is there a second? Ms. Barker.
Second motion.
Okay, it's been moved by Ms. Holcomb and seconded by Ms. Barker to approve the biweekly claims. Questions from Council? Ms. Barker.
Claim number 14803. Jost Industrial Incorporated for blower replacement.
That's the blower we've had some trouble with. That was just recently replaced by Public Works.
And we had other bids on those as well?
That's a specific piece of equipment that doesn't... That's okay. One supplier for that piece. And they, I think they actually gave us a deal and gave us a credit for the blower that we had issues with, since it wasn't that old. Any further questions on claims? Okay. Ms. Buck?
The claim number 14805, Magna Nelson Local Government, is that the workbook that April uses for?
Correct, for the annual financial report. Mm-hmm. It's an Excel spreadsheet that helps us compile the information for the state. Further questions? Mr. Michelson?
Yeah, claim 14812, Shannon Jones, to be lifeguard certified for $60. Are we certifying in fall, in November now? Or?
So she turned in her, this is one of the lifeguards, she turned in her invoice for certification late. We just finally received it from her. And in our budget, we promised to reimburse lifeguards for their certifications. She finally got around to submitting her invoice for that, and so we reimbursed it.
She was a lifeguard this summer then?
Correct, and she'll continue to be one. That was her certification's good for 2 years.
Okay.
Any other questions from Council? Public comment? All right, hearing none, proceed to vote. Ms. Barker?
Aye.
Ms. Holcomb?
Aye.
Mr. Michelson?
Aye.
And Mr. Phillips?
Aye.
Signature page for you. You folks. All right, next up is administrative reports. Don't see the airport manager tonight. We'll move on to the building report. It's been included in your packet. Any questions on that? Fire report, Chief Motley.
So there is a monthly report in your packet. It might appear on the screen sometime, maybe.
She
So a whole lot up here on your screen. But anyway, you'll see it's pretty much business as usual. I think we had 47 requests for service in October. Other than that, it's pretty much the same thing. I know that our calls in Tampa were down. We're like 17, and the rest were within the district, which is about normal for what we normally run monthly. Other than that, it's pretty much business as usual. We did get out with the Christmas lights put out a week ago. So we'll be ready for the parade of lights. We need to get in contact with Power Company in Northwest. I'm doing the tree though yet. We still need to make connections with them to get the lights done up on the tree. They didn't seem to think that we should be up there by the high voltage lines, and we kind of agreed with them. So we're waiting for them to show up to help us get that done. And there's a report, fire report for the month. I'm interested to know, you guys understand that over there was this actual goal when you're looking at these numbers, like building fire over there, it says 19 actual and 18 is the goal. So the goal, that's the number of individuals or firemen or work we'd like to get. That's our goal, to have them on any such incident. So you can see that one, an example, we had 19, we were looking for 18, so we had 19. So that's what's going on when you start reading down through those reports to get an idea of what's happening there. Again, on our grass and brush, we're looking for 18, we had 11, so we're down there. Same on our grass fires, we were down what we were looking for. You'll also notice on the bottom, our numbers are increasing in the town roster, which is good. We've just added a new individual to our roster. Camden Clayton is his name. He is a nurse, registered nurse, practicing over at the Living Center. He's joined our department, which will be a great bonus for us. We'll get some daytime response out of him because of his shift schedules and those things. And we can definitely use his medical experience as well. As you see, most of our calls for service are in the medical realm. So that'll be a nice addition to our roster. So, any questions? The other thing I'd like to point out before I get to questions is really need to get the gate fixed up at the airport. We need to enter the building and respond in a timely manner. We proved that this weekend. We did get it out. It was great to get it out, but boy, it would have been nice to go through a gate and come around.
You think it's scheduled?
So, questions?
Jeff, so how many active firefighters do we have living within the city limits of Stephenville? Not rural, just within the town. Because I get conflicting numbers from different people.
I think we are now up to about 16.
Living right in town here?
In the city limits.
Okay. And how many, I guess I don't have to get through rural. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the rural roster number is, but we have four on our roster that probably not in the city limits, so up to 20.
So 20 people within the town here?
No, 16.
16?
That live. But we have 20 on our roster because we have daytime responders that work in town but don't live in town. So we carry them on our roster for their daytime response.
Okay. Thank you.
Further questions for the chief? Ms. Holcomb.
I just want to say thank you again to the fire department for helping put up those Christmas lights. I'm sorry I wasn't there, but thank you to everybody that helped the fire department in getting them up.
And it was such a good time, too. Darn.
All right. Thanks, Chief. All right, moving on. I don't have any guests to recognize or any correspondence. We'll move on to public comment. Opportunity to comment on anything on tonight's agenda or under the jurisdiction of the town of Stephenville. Please make sure you sign the sign-in sheet, step to the podium, state your name and address for the record. You can comment again on anything on the agenda unless you'd rather wait for that agenda item to come up for vote. Is there any public comment? Okay. Move on to unfinished business. Discussion decision to direct the mayor to coordinate an inventory of the structures and infrastructure at the town of Stephenville Airport. Ms. Trivency.
Thank you, Mayor, Council members.
think it was last week, November 15th, we had a committee of the whole meeting with the council discuss two items. Both of those items are on tonight's agenda. This item had to do with the airport infrastructure, in particular the water availability, and the more council talked at that meeting and looked at the issues, the more they realized that there's a lot of unanswered questions. So at the COW meeting, council basically said, we would like to have a more in-depth study knowing what the infrastructure is there. So that was the outcome of the COW meeting, and because it was agendized for just discussion, we put it on tonight for you to formally authorize the mayor to conduct this infrastructure.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Council, let's proceed. Mr. Michelson.
I'd like to make a motion that we direct the mayor to coordinate an inventory of the structures and infrastructure of the town of Stephensville Airport.
I second it.
Okay. It's been moved by Mr. Michelson and seconded by Mr. Phillips to direct the mayor to coordinate an inventory of the structures and infrastructure at the Stephensville Airport. Further discussion from council? Mr. Michelson.
Yeah, I had a discussion with Craig Thomas. He says the airport board has not a problem at all of you going up there doing a complete inventory, but all he would ask is that you give them an advance notice that they could have their buildings open and they could walk you through it and let you know what's going on.
Absolutely. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Further discussion from council? Public comment? All right. Hearing no further comment, we'll call for the vote. Councilmember Phillips.
Aye.
Councilmember Barker?
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
And Councilmember Michelson?
Aye.
Great. Thank you. 9B, discussion decision to approve Resolution 439, a resolution adopting an e-communication policy for the town of Stephensville. Audrey.
Thank you, Mayor. Council members, this is the second item from the November 15th Committee of the Whole meeting. This item has been a long time in the making, as I understand. I've come into it in the middle of the process, but the need for an electronic communication policy is evident. Council has worked collaboratively together to create a document of policy that is based on Hamilton and Missoula's, their policies, and then tailored to fit Stephensville's needs. At the last committee of the whole meeting, November 15th, Council reviewed it for the final time, and essentially said, we think it's meeting our needs. We're ready to look at it more formally and take action. To take action on this and adopt it, you'll do that through a resolution, and we have included the resolution in your packet.
Thank you.
I do want to add one thing, though. Since the meeting on the 15th, we added one word to the document where it talks about who's affected by this policy. We say employees, elected, and the added word is appointed. Officials. So it said elected officials in the past, but we've added appointed officials to make sure it covers our boards as well. So that's the only change from the 15th.
Okay. Thanks, Audrey. Mm-hmm. Your motion from council.
I do have a question.
Okay. Yep.
Audrey?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips has a question.
Section 2, it says privacy in difficult. And I think it should be privacy is difficult on section 2 on page 1.
Is difficult. Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Any further questions, remarks, or direction? Ms. Holcomb.
I move to approve Resolution 439, a resolution adopting an e-communication policy for the town of Stephensville.
Is there a second? Ms. Barker.
Second motion.
Okay, it's been moved by Ms. Holcomb and seconded by Ms. Barker to approve Resolution 439, a resolution adopting the communication policy for the town of Stephensville. Discussion from council. Mr. Michelson.
This has been looked over and approved by the city attorney.
It has. He's very excited to have this on the books, yeah, as you can imagine. Further council discussion. Public comment. Okay, hearing none, proceed to vote. Councilmember Michelson.
Aye.
Councilmember Barker.
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
Councilmember Phillips.
Aye.
Right, thank you. Moving on to new business item A, discussion decision to authorize spending authority to purchase 5 self-contained breathing apparatuses. Chief Motley.
So there's a bunch of information in your packet regarding this. This is part of the All Valley SCBA grant we joined on with six other valley departments and our neighbors. A year ago, when we applied for this grant, we had to list the number of SCBAs that we had in operation or in use that would be coming out of service at the end of their life. And that number is 13. We have 13 SCBAs, which is the pack. And then we also have 26 bottles, SCBA bottles that go with those packs. We have two bottles for each pack. And then we also have one RIP to go along with that. So we gave them our inventory of 13 SCBAs. And so the grant is for the replacement of existing SCBAs. So the grant will cover the replacement of the 13 SCBAs and the one RIP bed that we do have in service that are at the end of their life. So what we were able to do is we were able to buy additional units at the negotiated price from the grant. And that's what I'm here tonight asking you to do, is to buy five additional units and an additional RIP bag to go along with that at the grant price. Reason being is that at the end of this next 15 years life cycle, we'll apply for another grant. The six departments that are applying now will apply again for another grant because we will all be at the same end of life, end of service life on our SCBAs again. And then as a large group, we will be able to get volume, bartering, and pricing concessions from the district or various vendors. And so that's why we went together, because we're looking at a little over 100 units on this grant application. So we're able to get some pretty decent cost savings by buying a larger number of units at one time versus just my department or our department going out and buying 18 units. We're not going to get the price concessions that we can get on 100 plus units. So that's why we joined in with the different departments up and down the valley, our neighbors, to do this. So it is my goal to have enough SCBAs that we can have an SCBA for each seat on the apparatus. I mean, the reason being is because there are a lot of times when we will run an apparatus out with a crew or a light crew, and we'll pick up additional crew members on scene that are coming POV with pilot vehicles to the scene and responding to the scene. And if we don't have extra SCBAs on the apparatus, well, then we don't have an SCBA for them to use, and it's hard to crew them up without proper breathing apparatus, to be able to participate in the firefight. So this is a way that we can provide enough SCBAs for everybody so we can utilize all the volunteers and all the help that we can get. It's also a substantial cost savings to the town in order to up the number now. And then at the end of this cycle, we'll be able to replace all of our SCBAs, even the additional ones, because they'll have the same life, the same years of service will be on them, and all that will all be the same. And so the next grant application, rather than 13, we'll be able to replace 18 of them as needed. So the grant will only replace items that are outdated and are out of service. So if we were not to buy the five additional SCBAs now, at this time with the rest of the grant, and we waited, say, 2, 3, 5 years, whatever, down the road, and we bought 5 or 10 or however many SCBAs at that time, when these 13 BAs came due at the end of their service life, the grant would only cover these 13, and then we would have however many out of cycle, if you will, for replacement. We would always be looking to replace those few and additional costs or expenses to the town, to our budget. So that's why now is the time to upgrade and to get them. As far as the funding for it, the packet shows 5 SCBAs and a red bag at $30,670. That number reflects a 45-minute bottle. And when I put my information together to get it on tonight's agenda, we were not sure if we were going to do 45-minute bottles or 30-minute bottles or where we were going to go. So what I had to do is I had to plug in the 45-minute bottle cost so we would be covered if that was where, in fact, we ended up going with the 45-minute bottles, which are a little more money. It's been decided since then that we're going to go with the 30-minute bottle, so the cost actually drops down a little bit, about $5,000 overall on the total project. So there is a little bit difference of cost savings. So the all-in amount of money to the town is going to be with the match, and if we were to do 5 additional packs and 10 additional bottles and 5 additional masks, you're looking at $35,000, $117,000 is the total all-in with the grant match for the grant and then the additional 5 SCBAs and bottles. It kind of changes a little bit when we're looking at the moving pieces and parts to this. When we put our grant application in, we were figuring our bottles, our units were going to be up to $6,500 each. So $6,500 by 13 gives about $84,000. So when you start looking at the numbers of the units and trying to put these things together, in order to get, we couldn't go over our $84,000. So when I started putting pieces and parts together, the transfer hoses and the battery and the chargers, and all the other auxiliary pieces that we need to have, it worked out in a 45-minute bottle. I had to pull out one mint mag and put it into cash out of our side of the coin, not the match. But by going with a 30-minute bottle, I can put 2 mint mags in there, and it kind of changes those numbers around a little bit. And that's why it's 35,117. And for the 35,117, you would get 18 units. You would get 5 transfill hoses. You would get 6 rechargeable batteries, 2 battery chargers, and 2 of the rip bags all in. And that would be the maximum amount that we would have room for our apparatus. We could come out with a full complement on both engines and on the ladder, and we'd be able to also equip our command vehicles with an SCBA as well, which really gives us the most maneuverability, if you will, as we can configure crews on the fire ground and get the most bang for our buck out of our individuals and our packs and our equipment. So I'm here tonight looking for special authority to go ahead and buy 5 additional packs and 10 bottles and 5 masks at top cost of $35,117. So we were able to sell the old 2010, the International. We were able to sell that to Libby Fire for $35,000. So kind of trading dollars there if we trade the old International for brand new SCBAs and SCBA equipment at $35,117. So, we do have in our fund, in our apparatus replacement fund, we have about right around $10,000 and an additional $6,000 CD for $16,000 that would still remain in that account or in that fund if we took our $35,000 from the sale of the International and rolled that on into our SCBAs. So that would be the funding for it.
Yeah, I'm looking at our October 22nd meeting where we made a budget amendment concerning these SBAs. The fire department is a subrecipient grant for self-contained breathing apparatus. The grant requires a match in the amount of $10,500. And it goes over here, the revenue $165,465, expenditures $167,000, and then it goes over to $10,500. So where does that come into what we're doing right now?
So the actual 10% match would be $8,177, not $10,500. So if you took that $10,500 that you guys have already approved and you subtracted that from the $35,117, I'm really looking for about an additional $25,000 round numbers.
Well, I think the number up there is the $30,670 was for the 5 SCBAs and Rick Bag. You're saying because because we dropped the 30-minute bottle, really the number up there should be closer to $25,000.
Yeah, well, if you want to take and subtract that addition, that first 10-5 that we've already approved, my number at 31 includes that grant match or that $10,500.
But we already have spending authority for that money.
Right. So we don't need that.
You only want to ask tonight for spending authority above that $10,500 mark.
Correct.
Because we already approved the $10,000.
Correct.
Correct, on the budget amendment.
Right.
Okay.
So I really need is
so
what?
I don't see the 10,000 in here, though, as I was going to say.
24,600 and change.
25,000 will cover it.
Instead of 28,700?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ms. Barker.
So you have it listed up there as the apparatus replacement account. What account number is that?
Fund 4,002.
But I'm not showing anything as being budgeted there. And I went through several different ones. Nothing.
Because we amended the budget since this report's been printed. Print reports from July.
Right, but even the ones that we finalized with you, it's still not there.
It's not anywhere.
We didn't put it in here until last month.
With only the 10,000.
10,500.
So the amount that he's asking additional for, where is that coming from?
It's coming from the sale of the international pumper.
So the international fire pumper that we replaced with the Pierce engines we bought from Missoula, that has been sold to Lincoln County Fire for $35,000. We're still awaiting a check for that, but that they've obligated to that price. The theory was is that money would replenish whatever money we spent on the two engines, $40,000. However, we're shifting models to say that instead of replenishing the funds from the $40,000 we'd like to that we purchased the engines with, that we'd like to shift that over to SCBAs instead.
So we're hoping that they pay us for that. So we're counting on funds that aren't even there yet.
We've billed them and all those other fun things.
I spoke to the fire chief today, and he wrote the check. They're sending it down on Wednesday.
Checks
in the mail. We
don't need to write a paycheck for the grant for about 120 to 150 days.
So none of this is coming out of the town's money. It's coming out of your department money.
Well, it's
sure. My department money isn't town's money.
I understand that, but it's still coming out of your
correct
budget.
Well, it'll be coming out of
It's coming out of capital improvement funds that were originally allocated back towards the two engines we purchased. And instead, what we're saying is we'll absorb the cost of those two engines and purchase these SCBAs instead. Ms. Holcomb.
Shouldn't we be doing a budget amendment before we give authorization to spend this?
So he needs to get this grant in, or needs to get the order in by December 1st. And that was out of our control. He came to me as soon as he could with, we need to get this done by December 1st. So administratively or procedurally in a legislative fashion, you're approving the spending authority tonight, and then at your December 10th meeting, you'll see a budget amendment come forward for that funding. You can place the order and obligate yourself to an order before you actually do the budget amendment, because you're showing the intent tonight to authorize the spending authority. Mr. Michelson.
I think it starts to set a bad precedence if we start doing budget amendments after the fact. I realize now he's in a rush and he had to do it, but I would think moving forward that we'd be a little more diligent on our budget amendments, because if we start doing after the fact, pretty soon we lose fact at all, the budget amendments, and then the books go off and everything's go off.
And I think traditionally, or I think the precedent has already been set, that we do budget amendments ahead of the expenditure being made.
Correct.
I think, though, that because this is an issue that where seven organizations are getting together to figure out a grant, the timetable is somewhat out of our control. So I don't think that the rest of the departments internally in our organization are going to start coming forward with expenditures and budget amendments that are unwarranted or that don't meet a certain timeline. Certainly it's got to pass across my desk before it even comes to this level.
I just thought it's something we should keep in mind.
Absolutely. Any further questions for the chief or myself and council?
Man, you think that your fire department has a pretty golden track record on trying to be good stewards of the town and the community's monies and funds. If you look back a little bit at what we've done
I have that list.
In the last few years, it's really quite amazing what we've been able to accomplish with what little we've done. So.
Since July of 2012, out of our Fund 4000, which is our capital improvement fund, we've purchased turnout gear for 16 firefighters. We've purchased a number of thermal imagers. We've outfitted every vehicle we own with a thermal imaging camera. We did a pump repair on an engine. We replaced an SCBA compressor at 25%. We outfitted a ladder truck and purchased a ladder truck. We replaced a command vehicle. We purchased an ambulance. We acquired an engine for the airport, outfitted that engine, replaced the tires on that engine, and then purchased two 1999 engines as a replacement. All of that came to the tune of $213,000 since July of 2012. That's a lot of impact to our fire department and the level of service we're able to provide our community for the dollar amount. You know, we wouldn't be able to cover the cost of a brand new fire engine for $212,000.
$335,000 is what it just went up for doing.
Ms. Barker.
So how many of these are close to expiring to where they need to be replaced?
13 in 26 bottles.
So then in how many years?
15.
15 years?
15 years is the service life. And then CBA.
It's the rotation, 2-3 years, 5 years.
What do you mean by rotation?
The tanks, when you take them in, they're getting rotated.
We hydro test the bottles every 5 years.
5 years?
3 year hydro cycle.
3 to 5?
Yeah, cycle.
Like it's
we flow test the SCBAs every year. And if you like, I do have a demo model I could show you if you'd like to see what you're buying.
I have one question off, not related to this, but a year ago, so ago, I got my notes just somewhere where we asked that generator out there that we purchased that we were going to get running. Mm-hmm. Is that still in the making or just? You know?
I believe it's on the council CIP project list to get done.
It is. It's on our list. It's on our punch list of things to get done. April's applied for, is in the process of applying for a grant from FEMA. To cover the cost of installing that generator so that, again, we don't have to foot the bill for that. Maybe somebody will help us, mm-hmm. and we seem to be competitive. So we're waiting to hear on grant funding first mm-hmm. Before we actually drop some money into it.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Back to the topic at hand, the SCBAs. Is there any further questions from council? Or so that to recap, the chief is requesting 5 SCBAs and a spending authority in the amount of $25,000. Tonight. Ms. Barker.
I make a motion to authorize the fire chief to purchase 5 new self-contained breathing apparatuses and 1 RIT bag.
Is there a second? Ms. Holcomb.
I'll second it. I'll second the motion.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to authorize the fire chief to purchase 5 new self-contained breathing apparatuses and 1 RIT bag. Council discussion. Ms. Holcomb.
In that motion, I think we should be adding no more than $25,000.
You could bring forward an amendment that he caps out at $25,000, and you could also remove the RIT bag because I don't think he needs permission to purchase that with the new pricing model. Is that correct?
Okay.
So he's just asking for the 5 SCBA now. He's dropped the RIT bag off.
Okay.
Ms. Barker?
I would like to withdraw my motion.
Okay. Ms. Holcomb, do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, motion's been withdrawn. Is there a new motion on the floor? Ms. Holcomb?
I move that we authorize the fire department spending authority of the cost of $25,000 to purchase 5 self-containing breathing apparatus.
Okay. Is there a second? Ms. Barker?
Second motion.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to authorize fire department spending authority of $25,000 to purchase 5 self-contained breathing apparatus. Is there any further discussion from the council? Okay. Public comment. Ms. Motley.
Does that also include the writ bag?
No. We took the writ bag out. We don't need the writ bag. They incorporated that into the grant. Yeah. Further public comment. All right. If there's nothing further, we'll proceed to vote. Councilmember Phillips.
Aye.
Councilmember Michelson.
Aye.
Councilmember Barker.
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item is discussion decision to approve the Town of Stevensville's snow and ice control plan for 2018-19. Ms. Trivancy.
Thank you, Mayor, Council members. Town of Stevensville has always had snow removal plans in many years in the past. This year, Mayor Dewey and the Public Works team got together and decided to more formalize the plan that they've always had in place. So they created a draft snow and ice control plan that you have in your packet for, it's really a communication tool amongst staff, the mayor, council, and the public. It sets expectations of what to expect when we do have a snow event in town. It provides policies and procedures on how we will handle snow events. And it really gives the public an idea of when we do have heavy or accumulation of snow, we will get our roads turned back to safe winter driving conditions. It won't always be great winter driving conditions, but we're going to get them back to safer winter driving conditions as soon as possible. The plan includes an overview. It includes priority levels for all of our streets. It includes level of responses for our staff and scheduling. It includes the equipment the town has. It includes training, public information and communication, and it also includes a priority map at the end of the policy, which you see right there in the corner, that talks about where we're going to hit roads first and then where we're going to work out as we're catching up in the snow removal plan. So I think that's all I have.
Okay. Thanks, Audrey. Would the council like to proceed? Ms. Holcomb.
I move that we approve the Town of Stevensville Snow and Ice Control 2018-2019 plan.
Is there a second?
A second.
So Phillips seconds. Ms. Holcomb moves that we approve the Town of Stevensville Snow and Ice Control 2018-2019 plan. Council discussion. Ms. Barker.
One point in here that I noticed was that if it becomes such of an overload, that the snow plowing will also be contracted out. My concern is, you know, is are you going to put out bids for these contracts for to find out who's the best, or, you know, dollar value or what we're getting for that? Because obviously it says contracted snow plowing.
It does. That's something that we'll work out with Public Works. I think it's entirely going to depend on the job, and I think it's going to be job specific. Hopefully we don't have to use that option, but we wanted that option. It'll have to occur within our budget for professional services. And so depending on the dollar amount for that project, we'd put it out to bid. If it fit within the purchasing policy, we'd follow that.
So is this something that we're just going to play on a whim, or are we going to know? Or,
well,
I guess my concern is we get a ton of snow all of a sudden, and now we have to contract out, but we need it done now.
Mm-hmm.
So is there somebody that maybe you've talked to ahead of time to find out maybe
Public
what
Works,
our options are?
I think the Public Works director has some relationships, professional relationships with individuals who run snow removal companies in our area, who can, you know, he can pull references for and that sort of thing to have kind of an on-call standby list. We hope it doesn't get to that point, but you're right. That's why we put this provision in here, was so that when it snowed a lot and our crews couldn't keep up and we needed some sort of specialized equipment or some assistance doing the snow removal, that we could bring some contractors in to do so. So if we need any extra spending authority for anything, we're going to come back to council for that. Mr. Phillips?
I'm wondering, know, in the future, maybe we should get those contractors and include them in the proposal.
Sure.
You know, that might be one of the things we need to do is have a list of contractors.
Sure.
If we're going to do that.
Absolutely. We could incorporate that as an appendix. Absolutely. Ms. Holcomb.
And was this reviewed by our attorney?
No, it wasn't. I'm careful what I send the attorney at $85 an hour, and I didn't think a snow plan hit that level. He has seen the council packet and didn't call, so. Mr. Michelson?
It might be a wise idea to let the attorney know if we do have contractors come in and something never happened or someone wanted them to get hurt, then where would the liability be?
That contractor would have to carry insurance, just like any contractor we contract with for any other project.
Okay. That would be in writing and all that other stuff. Okay.
So looking at the map up there, uh-huh. I know our maps are black and white that were in our packets.
Sure.
The red, which are our priority areas first?
So the red line is the city limits. Our priority areas would be yellow, blue, and green.
Okay.
And those were based on accessibility in order to get emergency vehicles around the community and to provide access, and then we went to school bus routes, and then we hit arterial streets that hopefully with at least in a two-block radius, somebody could get to a street.
Now, the state does Main Street, is that correct?
So the state does Main Street, the county does Middleburn Fork Road and Logan Lane, the state does Eastside Highway. So the yellow line, for the most part, would be covered by the state. There's a couple areas that we'll have to cover that are off of Main Street. However, if those folks get inundated or whatever and they're not able to prioritize those routes for us, we will, and that's talked about in the plan, is that we'll cooperate with county and states to make sure that the streets are cleared because our residents use them just as much as the next guy. Mr. Michelson.
I know in the past when all the snow piles up in the middle of Main Street here, I hardly ever see the state picking that up. I see Ed and George and them putting that up.
It's actually a team effort. So typically the state will come in with a few dump trucks. They'll use our dump trucks. And they'll bring a loader in and they'll send a couple guys down, but they coordinate that with Public Works. So if it gets too much and they can't get it done, then our crew step in and help. So, and they have a good relationship on helping each other out. Mr. Michaels?
It's already been motioned.
Okay, any further discussion from council? Public comment? Wow, we're talking about snow even. Okay. Speak now or hold your peace, I guess. Let's call for the vote. Mr. Phillips?
Aye.
Ms. Barker?
Aye.
Ms. Holcomb?
Aye.
And Mr. Michelson?
Aye.
Great, thank you. We'll have this available on the town's website. Next item is discussion decision to appoint Councilmember Michelson to be the council representative on the airport board. This comes out of kind of a rearranging with the recent appointment of Mr. Phillips to the town council. Both Mr. Michelson and Mr. Phillips sat on the planning and zoning board. Mr. Michelson has previous experience and knowledge of the airport board. He sat on that board previously. A conversation between him and I, he agreed that he'd go back to the airport board as their representative and kind of help foster that relationship between the town council and the airport board. And we'd let Mr. Phillips step into the council rep's position for the planning board, so which will be covered at the next agenda item. Ms. Holcomb.
I move that we approve Councilmember Michelson to represent council on the airport board.
Okay, is there a second?
I second.
Okay, it's been moved by Ms. Holcomb and seconded by Mr. Phillips to approve Councilmember Michelson as the council representative on the airport board. Council discussion? Mr. Michelson.
Yeah, I know this is a typo, but I didn't know that Fire Chief Jeff Motley appointed board members.
lot of things you learn.
Oh, yes, we forgot to remove his name from the agenda item form. He's always been a kind of behind-the-scenes guy.
It was just a joke.
Thank you. Hopefully our new form will alleviate that.
I get more power every day.
Gosh darn it. Any further council discussion or typo corrections? Any public comment? Okay. Hearing none, call for the vote. Councilmember Barker.
Aye.
Councilmember Phillips.
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
Councilmember Michelson.
Aye.
All right, next item is to appoint Councilmember Phillips to the council representative seat on the Planning and Zoning Board. Refer to the previous discussion. Ms. Holcomb.
I move that we approve Councilmember Phillips to represent council on the Planning and Zoning Board.
Is there a second? Ms. Barker.
Second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved by Ms. Holcomb and seconded by Ms. Barker to approve Councilmember Phillips to represent the council on the Planning and Zoning Board. Further discussion? Mr. Michelson?
Yeah, if it's all due respect, I'd also like to stay on the Planning and Zoning Board. Otherwise, it could create us one man down. And as you well know, we had one meeting this year where we couldn't even have a quorum.
Sure.
So there's no problem, I don't think, with two council members being on it.
I don't think so. We can verify that with legal, well, but I think we're okay.
Council picked its own members' boards anyway, so I'll stay.
Thank you. Okay. Any further discussion from council? Public comment? Okay. Hearing none, call for the vote. Councilmember Phillips.
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
Councilmember Michelson.
Aye.
Councilmember Barker.
Aye.
Okay. Concludes the business portion of the agenda. We'll move on to the executive report.
Yeah. Oh, we have one more.
No. Can't.
Nope.
Can't do it.
Do we have one more?
It's not on the agenda.
Oh, no. We totally missed that, Audrey. I just noticed it now. The last agenda, item 10E, isn't on our agenda.
Yeah, it isn't.
It's not close. Oh, it's on the next page.
So you've got the one that's probably updated. It's the one that's published.
It is the one that's published? Okay. I don't think it's an item of significant public interest, so if we totally biffed it, I apologize. Next item.
So
we can cover it. It's not a huge deal. Discussion decision for town council authorization to close town hall offices on December 24th and the 31st, 2018. This, I think, was brought forward by Mr. Michelson. Correct? Yes. And I think what he was asking was to grant four-day weekends to the employees and staff that are obviously non-essential to have Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve off, stipulating that if they choose to take those days off, they'd be using vacation or comp time in order to do so. It's not a paid holiday off.
And town hall would be cool.
Okay. Mr. Michelson.
I make a motion that we approve town council to authorize closed town hall offices on December 24th and 31st, 2018.
Is there a second? Ms. Holcomb?
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the authorization of closing town hall offices December 24th and 31st, 2018. Council discussion. Okay, public comment.
Can I do
it? Yes.
I do have a comment. I do not believe it's on the webpage.
It's not.
It's on the front board, but not on the website? Okay, we're all right. We're too far into it now to back out.
But
we're committed.
Did you say on the website?
Yeah, I know. It's not on the website.
It's not on the
website. That's what I just said.
Yeah, all the documents are on the
website. Yeah, but just the agenda was corrected after she posted it on the website. We'll use the board as the official posting. So we're okay. If there's no further public comment on closing town hall December 24th and 31st, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Phillips.
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
Councilmember Barker. And Councilmember Michelson.
Aye.
Thanks for bringing that to my attention. All right. Executive report. Just a few things. I sent you guys all an update on Wednesday, and obviously not much has transpired since we've been off on the holiday. So just a quick update on some Unicode stuff. Agenda management, that program that we got ourselves into. Hopefully, I think it's going to be ready January 1st for us. Actually, I think it'll be ready before then, but we don't have a meeting before then. So the staff will train on that on December 10th, which is a meeting day, but we won't have it up and ready for you guys to get your packets with it yet. So we'll do that on December 10th, and then your first packet of January will be published via the new software system. So we're really excited to get that underway and see the efficiency that that'll bring to the office and to you folks in reviewing your packet. Website is another Municode deal that we're working on, and training for that will be held with the staff on December 20th. And we're working to get a preview to the town council, hopefully before then, but if not, it'll be shortly after that training session. They're transferring all of the content from our current website into the new format. And so far, it's looking pretty good. So it's a much cleaner look and a much easier use. It'll mimic to some degree like City of Polson. City of Great Falls is the same company, but it's a bit different website. But I think if you wanted a good idea of what our website will look like, Polson is a pretty good example since they're similar size and community. We've extended an offer of employment to the candidate for the building inspector position that's been left vacant. And Dennis held interviews last week before the break and was able to find a candidate that we think will suit the needs. He'll need some certifications, but I think he'll be a good fit for the organization. Great personality. I'll bring to your attention, I think this was forwarded out to you folks via the attorney, but just for the public's sake, a business license was submitted for a cannabis dispensary on the 100 block of Church Street. After that was reviewed by the attorney, it was determined that the business license would be denied because our business license ordinance requires that any business seeking a license complies with local, state, and federal regulations, because marijuana is a Schedule I drug, controlled substance, based on federal law, that we can't grant them a license. So that was denied, and a letter went out to those folks. And then this afternoon we sent out a press release announcing a contest for a Christmas light coloring contest to see if there was a young person out there eager to flip the switch and turn the lights on over Main Street. I'm curious if there's any of the council members who'd like to judge those entries. Would you like to, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you might. And if all four of you want to, that's great. We can notice it as a meeting and you guys can come in and judge them. Anybody else interested in doing that?
When is that?
I'd like to get those judged on like the Wednesday before the first Friday, so that would be our calendar's not flipped over. Sorry. The 5th. December 5th. December 5th, Wednesday the 5th, probably do it that evening so we could let that winner know. So we can do that here at Town Hall. What I'd like to do is, once all the entries are in, then hang them up here in Town Hall so the public can come enjoy those. So, all right, I'll put Stacy and Robin down. Jerry, did you want to judge those at all?
Or? I'll consider it.
Okay, let us know if you want to, and we'll get you on the list. So, that's all I've got for my executive report for now. Any town council comments? Ms. Barker.
I'd just like to thank the fire department for coming out on that chilly Sunday morning and hanging lights. Didn't realize how much it entailed until I was out there with gloves on and my toes cold, and there wasn't enough clothes to keep me warm with. So again, thanks to the fire department for coming out. And learned a lot.
Great.
Twisting bulbs.
It's a project, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Further council comments?
I had the opportunity to talk with one of our constituents, and this young lady mentioned that there's few residences in town that look like junkyards, and she mentioned that
just a few.
That it would sure be nice if, you know, somebody coming into town, you know, a visitor coming into town, and they didn't have the opportunity to see those places. And so, just consideration to the public, you know, Let's keep that on our agenda. Maybe we can do something to help that situation out.
He's your neighbor.
Well, there's another one, too.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Phillips. Any further comments from council? Mr. Michelson.
Yeah, I'd like to address a little bit on two meetings ago. In my opinion, it was a very shameful meeting, and I think the people here that got up and spoke, there's not one of them in here now. Imagine that. They should be ashamed of themselves. The way they treated these two ladies when they were doing their diligent duty to elect a council member was totally wrong. They brought these two ladies to tears. These are elected officials. Like them or not, they have no right to do that. We should all be ashamed of ourselves for letting that happen. I hope it never happens again. Because that's just wrong. It's very wrong. Her sitting in tears, her in tears, over a report that we haven't even got yet, that really doesn't mean anything because it's a 10-day rule on it. Well, we'll get to that at another time. But two meetings ago was terrible. And as a council and as a town, no, we cannot let that happen. We come to these meetings to conduct business. We don't come here to pick who we want, even though it's shaming them people. That's bullshit. Thank you.
Further council comment? Okay, hearing none, I'll entertain them, or any board reports, excuse me. I don't think any boards have met yet. All right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Ms. Holcomb?
I'll move we adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
The meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Have a good night.